This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope everybody had a great Easter, a good Passover. Well, I mean, we're still in the midst of Passover. Passover lasts 8 days. I think we're on day 3. Tonight's going to be the fourth night? I don't know. I'm really constipated. I have a tough time with the holiday. It's a great holiday. You know, we talked about the story of Passover. Passover is when we commemorate the Hebrews' years of slavery and then being able to escape out of Egypt with God's help. But we do so by, in the Jewish holidays, I'm sure, you know, you guys do this also in many of the Christian and Catholic holidays and, you know, Muslim holidays as well, is you do something ceremonial and you observe by, you know, giving something up, you know, like Lent, right? Giving up meat, on Fridays, you know, and so there's a lot of things we do to make us remember the past, which I'm for. I think that is very, very crucial. I think the concept of trying to experience a little bit of the hardship that our forefathers and foremothers had, I think is okay. You know, because, I mean, kids these days, they have it pretty, pretty good. You know, and when a kid complains, right, that their Xbox isn't working or that their cell phone ran out of juice and they're crying in a corner of the room, it's kind of nice to say, look, you know, our family was, you know, we were slaves. You know, we were, you know, murdered and exterminated and gassed. And you complaining about your super phone, right, is minuscule. Not that psychologically that's what we recommend you do with your kids. But in my family, that's how I grew up. You know, and so I didn't really sweat the little things. I didn't. I didn't sweat the little things because every time I did, my parents brought up the Holocaust. Oh, no. I got a spelling test tomorrow. Well, it's either that or you could be like, you know, grandma or great grandma where, you know, she's about to go into a gas chamber. I'll take the spelling test. it was a bad reality, but unfortunately, I grew up very, very knowing very, very early on that, you know, my ancestors had it a lot rougher than I did. And so, you know, with the Hebrews' time in Egypt, they were slaves, you know, whipped, raped, killed, a lot, you know, unfortunately, like a lot of slaves are, and with the hand of God and the grace of God, you know, we were able to leave. And we talked a little bit about this, right, because a lot of you guys see the cracker, the matzah cracker, and you're like, why are you eating those? Like, I know. Because when Pharaoh finally said, all right, guys, get out of here. You know, my firstborn has died. We went through the 10 plagues. You know, God showed his mighty hand. Just everybody get the hell out. The funny thing is the majority of the Hebrews didn't. They didn't want to risk being in a desert. You know, I mean, they kind of, it's very interesting. Sometimes people within slavery may be so fearful of what's out there that the fear of the unknown is worse than their current condition. So a lot of Hebrews stayed with the Egyptians. But a big majority of them left, all right? And when they left, they're like, oh, I need to pack this. I need to pack this. You know, let me get my hair done. Let me cook some food. And Moses is like, no, we bounce. We bounce. And they're like, but I need to, like, we leave now or we don't leave. And, you know, knowing my Jewish ancestors, they probably sat there and argued for a good minute. So Moses said, let's get stepping. So they do, and they start to flee. And then, unfortunately, you didn't have time to wait for your bread to rise. And what happens if you, you know, talk too loud by the oven and, you know, right, the bread collapses? So all they could do is grab whatever they had and flee. Well, since the bread didn't rise, since it didn't leaven, it was kind of flat, kind of crackerish, right? Not very tasty. And so we, for 8 days, eat matzah rather than bread, rather than yummy cookie dough and pizza dough and pasta. And, you know, we eat matzah to remember, you know, what our ancestors went through. And I make fun of it a lot because it's really constipating. If you've ever seen the matzah cracker, it is really geometrically sharp on those edges. I mean, I've seen right angles, but those matzah squares, those right angles are just so crispy right that I think they really scrape my bowel as the cracker goes down. I told you guys, you know, my mom was like, why don't you get the little matzah crackers? Rather than the big squares, get the little hexagon, little baby crackers. Well, now we have 6 points. I go, Mom, hexagon means six, and I got 6 angles as opposed to the 4. You know what? I think I'll bleed less internally with the matzah. Now, you're not supposed to bleed internally, but it's very constipating because a lot of the food we're used to eating, you know, allows you to poop a little better. So a lot of the fiber-rich food we're not supposed to eat on Passover. So we do that to kind of commemorate, you know, what our ancestors went through. And so I think it's good. I'm a fan. I think, you know, becoming constipated and having abdominal pain and bloating is a great way for, you know, me to kind of feel a little bit, just a touch of the pain and suffering my family did. You guys ever think about that? Like, let's say you have a really bad tummy ache and you're on the toilet and you go, oh my gosh, what would happen if I had to be like wandering in the desert? Or what would happen if there was a fire and I was chased out of my house? You know, how would I go potty? How would I, you know, there's a lot of things that we take for granted that we do. And so I'm okay with that, you know, and I love being a little closer to God, you know, on these holidays. I need to, you know, stop the jokes. I made a lot of jokes during Seder, which I don't think they weren't inappropriate. It's just, I mean, you're really not supposed to be making jokes. Like, you know, we were reading, you know, from the little Haggadah, you know, the book as we were doing our little service. And so it was my part. I talked about, you know, sacrificing, you know, our firstborn. You don't really sacrifice your firstborn in Passover, but I just thought scaring my kid would be kind of fun. All right, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, the 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So syphilis is back in the news. Apparently, in the year 2017, more than 101,000 people in the U.S. were diagnosed with syphilis. 101,000 people in a year diagnosed. Now, that doesn't even include the numbers of people not diagnosed. That could happen for years. And so we've been talking over the last couple years about this resurgence of syphilis, which we don't know why the heck it's coming back. But we have some ideas. They say rural communities, where people have less access to health care, and they say and more conservative attitudes towards sex, may be fueling a rise in syphilis. Now, this is what experts are saying, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Personally, I would think a conservative view on sex would help, you know, stop the spread. But I guess they're saying that if somebody doesn't want to come forward and talk about having, you know, sexual intercourse out of marriage or having homosexual sex, they'll be less likely to get treated. And so that is a factor. They say figures have suggested that the use of heroin and methamphetamine is also driving up syphilis rates. They say in small towns, people might be afraid of seeing a doctor they know personally, or doctors who have never seen syphilis before may be struggling to diagnose it. Now, can I just say, you better not have graduated medical school if you don't know how to identify syphilis. And we'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, that is a problem. If you are not thinking syphilis. In fact, you know what? I don't mean to get, you know, be on my high horse, but I've had to remind people to run syphilis tests. I run a syphilis test all the time. And when I screen for STDs, everyone's like, oh, yeah, I just screened for HIV and hepatitis. I go, and syphilis. What's that? Syphilis. Oh, we haven't seen that for a long time. It's here. Syphilis is here. Rates of syphilis have risen. We'll tell you guys who won. I live in Nevada. We have huge, high rates of syphilis. Carolyn Schraj, director of a medical clinic in Joplin, Missouri, said she saw 32 cases of syphilis in the first quarter of this year, which is up 5 from early 2018. She says, I've not seen anything like it in my history of doing sexual health care. She says, it really is astounding to me that modern Western world, we are dealing with an epidemic that was almost eradicated. So in her state, syphilis cases went from 424 back in 2012 to almost 2,000 in 2018. And they say almost half are happening outside of the cities of Kansas City and St. Louis, in more rural areas. So experts believe that maybe it's because people in the country have less access to health care, maybe they have less knowledge about STDs, potentially more conservative opinions on sex outside marriage or gay sex. That's what they're saying. Now, they also are worried about embarrassment. You know, they are worried about seeing their doctor who's a Sunday school teacher or knows members of their family. And I'm telling you right now, your doctor has to keep it quiet. Okay? Your doctor takes an oath, and by law, they are not allowed to tell anybody about your medical history. So don't be embarrassed to tell your doctor. What I think is also going on is electronic medical records. Okay, people do not want their diagnosis in a computer for life. Once it gets into that computer, there is no way to get it out. At least with a chart, you can say, here, give me my chart and let me go. Somebody can maybe make a photocopy of the chart. But we don't do paper charts anymore. They say doctors who haven't seen syphilis before may not recognize it. They also say cuts to healthcare funding can add to the difficulty that doctors are facing to stop the infection. Apparently, funding from the CDC is more than $354,000 less than it was in 2012. So, all right, so syphilis. Syphilis you could get from vaginal, anal, oral sex. And in its early stages, you get these little ulcers on the mouth or skin or genitals. And they don't hurt. They're painless. Then, many times, people are diagnosed with, okay, well, maybe it's just a cold sore. Maybe it's just, you know, like a type 1 herpes. Or, you know, maybe it's a... you know, maybe it's like a little blister or a staph infection. So they take an antibiotic or they take an antiviral and nobody does a blood test. And this is very concerning because of telemedicine. Then secondary syphilis comes on as a rash. You get fever, joint pain, body aches, and you could also get warts on the genital area called condylomatolata. I know you guys are thinking Hakuna Matata, condylomatolata. Not Hakuna Matata. We don't sing a song about that one. And I don't have pictures to show you on air, but you could get these blotchy rashes or little rash on the palms and the soles of the feet. People go, oh, okay, well, it's, you know, hand, foot, and mouth disease. It could look like hand, foot, and mouth disease, but it's not. It's syphilis. So anytime somebody has a weird rash, they need to be checked for syphilis. You could also get white patches in the back of the mouth. So people are like, oh, I got strep. give me some penicillin. And the funny thing is penicillin does treat syphilis. But that may not be strep. It could be syphilis. Then the scary part is if nobody treats the syphilis, it'll go away temporarily. It'll go latent. You might not have symptoms at all for years. And then it goes into a final stage, the tertiary syphilis. And tertiary syphilis can cause neurosyphilis. It could cause severe neurological disability. It could affect the heart. And it's frightening. And people can die from syphilis. And because they might not know they had it, right? You know, they thought they had strep. They thought they had a herpetic cold sore on their mouth. They thought they just had a rash or a little bit of a flu. They'll continue to have sex unprotected. And it's spreading. So, I get why some healthcare professionals could possibly miss it. Especially now with telemedicine, we got to be really, really careful. Somebody says they have a fever and white spots on the back of the throat. We're allowed to presumably treat for pharyngitis. But, again, that could be syphilis. Now, I don't want you guys to freak out that if you have a sore throat and if you have white patches on the back of the throat, it's syphilis. I do not want you freaking out about that. But it means, you know, make sure you're getting regular testing. If any of you guys have unprotected sex, anybody, I don't care if she said she was a virgin. Or I don't care if he said, oh, no, you're the only one I love. Get regularly screened. Get your HIV, get your hepatitis, get your syphilis, get your herpes test done. A lot of people, they don't get herpes testing. Like, well, I don't want to know, and herpes isn't going to kill me. Well, if you get spots and lesions, don't you think you want to know what they are? That they're herpes and not, you know, syphilis or something else? And if you give herpes to somebody else, they could sue you. So you might as well kind of know what you have. And if you are negative, that's kind of nice to have to protect yourself so you have, you know, some proof that you were negative, that they can't claim that you gave it to them. So a little scam out there is somebody gets herpes and they're freaked out about it. And so they hook up with somebody and they give it to them. Then they blame that person for giving it to them. That person takes a blood test and they're positive for herpes. Now, there's a way to to do it. You have a very small window where if you do an IgM test versus an IgG test, IgG test will show up positive if you had it your whole life up until a month of when you were exposed. If you do an IgM test, it looks at recent exposure. So if your IgM is high and your IgG is negative, that means you've only had the infection less than 3-4 weeks. If they're both high, then that means, yeah, you've probably had herpes for a while, and yes, you could have given it to somebody. So I would suggest get your blood test done. And so, you know, this idea of, well, you know, our conservative values towards sex, I don't know why we're bringing politics into it. I think the idea of waiting until you're married or using condoms and not doing hookups is what will slow down a syphilis spread. I want people to be very, very careful about, you know, saying that that is fueling an epidemic. We have a lot more openness now about, you know, being able to talk to your doctor. But I think there's a lot of reasons why people may not come forward. And I don't think I would blame, you know, politics right now. The 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House grounds very busy today as about 30,000 people turned out for the 141st annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. President Trump and First Lady Melania welcoming the group and the president making some remarks.
And maybe most importantly, I want to wish everybody a very happy Easter. Our country is doing fantastically well, probably the best it's ever done economically. We're setting records on stock markets. We're setting records with jobs.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be hosting a conference call with other top Democrats later today to discuss possibly impeaching President Trump. Eight people confirmed dead after what's now being called a powerful 6.1 magnitude earthquake rocks parts of the Philippines near the capital of Manila. It struck at 5:11 p.m. local time. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys.
You're just so
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to our call line, and we have Ben. Ben from outside San Antonio. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Hello, doctor. Can you hear me?
Absolutely, I can hear you great. What's going on, man?
Hey, my uncle has upset stomach for like 2 or 3 years. And I think last year he went down, he's up in South Jersey, and he went down to Daytona Beach to visit my sister, and he was there 3 days, and the 3 days he was there, he didn't have an upset stomach. He went back home to Jersey, and the upset stomach come back. Do you have any suggestions?
How old is he?
87.
87. So he only has the upset stomach when he comes back home, not when he's on vacation.
When he was down in Daytona Beach.
That's interesting. Now, whenever I hear of somebody that when they come back home, they have symptoms, I worry about what's in the house. So I worry about mold I worry about...
He just moved into a retirement community, and he had the same thing when he was at home. Before he moved into the retirement community.
Okay. So you think it's something like more Jersey related? It could be the water. When he was down in Daytona, does he take his own medications or does somebody kind of, you know, help him?
Well, he has a wife. I guess he probably gives him whatever he takes. I don't know what he takes.
Okay. Because, again, you know, sometimes you want to make sure that it isn't a caretaker that's, you know, messing around with the medications or, you know, or something like that. Accidentally, you know, giving them too much or too little or whatever. So I'm not sure. You know, I mean, a lot of times we do eat differently when we're on vacation. You know, sometimes our bowels act differently. You know, so if he's having this upset stomach when he's back home, could be diet. It could be his water that he's drinking. It could be his... just his routine, but he's got to get that looked at because unfortunately when you're older, you're more prone to ulcers, you know, you're more prone to things that can kind of, you know, go bad quickly. So I would probably have him take, you know, have somebody take a look at that, but I don't
Several years ago, we had a stomach operation. I don't know what the operation was all about, but he's under, you know, doctor care and nothing's helping. How about medical marijuana, or have you ever heard of CPD oil?
Yes, absolutely. So here's the thing with abdominal pain and CBD oil. When somebody has been looked at for everything, and they know that it's not an ulcer, they know that it's not his pancreas, they know it's not his gallbladder, they know it's not a bowel obstruction, and they've been diagnosed with something like irritable bowel, which is a diagnosis of exclusion, after we've ruled out everything else, we have found that with some people, marijuana or CBD oil may help relax the gut, may help relax, you know, and allow, you know, easier digestion. The only thing is we will never in the medical community suggest that as first line until we could figure out what the heck is going on. And again,
they can't figure it out.
Has he had a scope?
I called him up, and he sounds like he's half dead.
Really? Have they done a scope where they took a bed? Did they take a scope?
Everything under the sun. And even an operation. And, you know, I don't know what the operation was about, but and that didn't help.
And he's had a recent CAT scan?
I guess. You know, he's under, you know, he's a veteran. He gets the best, I guess, of care and... But I was thinking about CPD oil. Is medical marijuana the same as CPD oil, or what's
no? Medical marijuana will include like the whole marijuana package, where you have both the CBD and the THC. CBD oil is where it doesn't have the THC. The THC is the psychedelic component of it, the euphoric component. So,
what do you think? Should he try that?
I can't say, Ben. The reason why is, you know, he's older and he's got abdominal pain. I can't recommend that.
He doesn't have pain. He has an upset stomach.
So by upset, what, is he having diarrhea? Is he throwing up?
No, he feels nauseated, I guess, all the time. I don't know if he throws up or not, but he feels nauseated, you know,
right.
So
Ben, I'm not very fun. My friends don't like me because when I hear somebody having nausea a lot, I still think ulcer. So I would recommend that he's on an anti-ulcer medication before marijuana. And I know my friends listening would be like, oh my gosh, you're such a square. But I honestly, if he, God forbid, is developing an ulcer, then he could have a pretty bad bleed. And so if he feels nauseous, the number one thing I think about, well, I also think about heart. He's got to have his heart checked, but I think about an ulcer, and I would almost rather he would be on an antacid that his doctor prescribes rather than trying the marijuana. And the reason why I tell you that, Ben, is a lot of people will use marijuana for nausea, and then it makes them more nauseous. And there's something called CHS where people are coming in and they just can't stop throwing up and they can't stop being nauseous, and the treatment for that is stop smoking or stop eating marijuana. So we doctors have to be really careful about telling people to use marijuana for nausea, even though we have found phenomenal results in cancer patients, letting them use marijuana for to control their post-chemo nausea. But that doesn't necessarily mean if somebody's nauseous, they could you know, smoke marijuana or eat marijuana and it'll solve the problem. But I'm thinking ulcer with your uncle, so I would say, you know, have him check it out, okay? And I know he's had everything done, but you need to go to the doctor and say, how do I know I don't have an ulcer? And they may start him on an antacid.
I'll tell him, but can I ask you one other thing?
Of course.
I'm a freelance photographer in Florida, and when I'm there, and I have some clients, the backwoods people, I do their family. I used to do their family reunion every year, and one day we got to talking about cancer patients, and I don't know, maybe somebody in the family had cancer and was going through chemo, and they were saying that red cherry jello cured their nausea, after chemo. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't, but I have to tell you, though, I recommend Jell-O to anybody with gastroenteritis that has diarrhea and nausea because the gelatin does help the tummy. And so I would believe it. I've never heard of red cherry specifically, and the reason why we don't usually recommend that, the reason why it took you guys talking about it, you won't hear from it from a doctor, is because if somebody does have an upset stomach, we don't want them eating anything red in color, because if their poop looks reddish, now we think it's blood. So we never recommend red Jell-O. But if somebody goes, yeah, the red Jell-O helped and I feel better, you're not going to hear that from a doctor because we're supposed to tell you to not take red. We tell you to do lemon Jell-O or orange Jell-O. But I wouldn't be surprised if that helps a little bit. That's very cool, okay. Ben. Thank you.
Okay. God bless.
All right, man.
God bless you, doctor.
God bless you, too. Hope you had a good Easter. All right. Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, that's always tricky. You know, I know people think that we doctors don't want you to self-treat, and the majority of us don't, but it's not for the reasons you think. You know, people will think, all right, Dr. Dahlia doesn't want us to try marijuana or something because then the doctors don't make the money with the doctor visits. It's not that, because remember, we doctors aren't making money anyway. Everybody has high deductibles, and most people don't pay their bills, so doctors aren't making money anyway. I mean, it's easier for you guys to not come in and do your own thing for us, if we're really going to talk about the nuts and bolts. But the reason why we doctors don't want you to self-treat is because if you do have something serious, when somebody comes in with something serious and we go, why didn't you get seen sooner? Why didn't you, well, because I was taking care of it myself. And so when I diagnose a pancreatic cancer or an esophageal cancer or a GI bleed, I'm like, what symptoms did you have? Oh, well, I had some stomach upset. And so I took Tums or I took Rolaids, and I'm like, I wish you would have come in sooner. And so, it's not about making money. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi guys. Happy Earth Day. It's Earth Day. I don't remember celebrating this as a child. Did you know Earth Day was celebrated back in the 70s? Yeah, so today's Earth Day. Happy Earth Day. People are coming together to celebrate the Earth, which I think is nice. I get people make fun of tree huggers and all that, but I mean, I have to admit, you know, I mean, we pay tribute to so many things. I mean, I'm in the middle of Passover now, eating matzah, you know, and getting constipated. You might as well thank your future, you know, home and environment. I don't really know how to particularly thank Earth. I mean, I walk on it. I still belch, you know, I still leave a carbon footprint, you know, but, you know, celebrating Earth Day, I guess, you know, makes Mother Nature happy, and I'm okay with that. And I guess it was first celebrated back in 1970, and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, a Wisconsin native, is actually credited for organizing the first Earth Day. It was in the spring of 1970, And I guess back then, factories were kind of, you know, not as regulated in terms of their fumes going into the air or toxic waste going into the streams. And according to Yahoo News, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency hadn't existed yet, and there were no laws to protect the environment. So Senator Nelson recruited Harvard University Professor Dennis Hayes to coordinate and promote Earth Day nationally, and the event was a success. So 20 million Americans took to the streets in April 22, 1970, demanding action on environmental pollution. That December, Congress authorized the establishment of a new federal agency, the EPA. And the EPA was to ensure environmental protection. Then came the passage of the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, and many other landmark laws. Let's go to the EPA. Then Earth Day went global by the 90s. 200 million people in dozens of countries had put environmental issues on the world stage. And now more than 1 billion people in over 192 countries participate in Earth Day activities, according to Earth Day Network. Now, Earth Day Network is a D.C.-based nonprofit that organizes the event worldwide. So this year's theme is protecting millions of plant and animal species from going extinct. Now, I'm kind of confused that this is this year's theme. I thought that would basically be the theme all the time. But anyway, they say that's what this year's theme is. And they say the rapid rate of extinction Earth is experiencing today is a direct result of human activity, according to the organization. Okay, well, I have something to say on that. They say, unfortunately, human beings have irrevocably upset the balance of nature, and as a result, the world is facing the greatest rate of extinction since we lost the dinosaurs more than 60 million years ago. Can I just say that it's not our fault? It's not our fault that we lost dinosaurs? Wasn't that like an asteroid or the Ice Age or something like that? So they say climate change, deforestation, habitat loss, trafficking, poaching, unsustainable agriculture, pollution, pesticide are some of the devastating factors that have led to the loss of the species. Okay, listen, I am for Earth Day. I am for protecting our Earth, okay? I want the science correct. Yes, there's a lot of things that man may do, man and women may do, and non-gender people may do that could affect species. I get that. But when a woolly mammoth decided to trample into a part of a prairie, let's say, there's a good chance those woolly mammoths, that's hard to say, upset the ecosystem there. Because a woolly mammoth had a big foot. And so the woolly mammoth probably stepped on a bunch of bugs, probably killed a couple ant holes. When a shark decides to swim to a certain area, they may eat up a lot of the fish that are there. So in nature, there's a circle of life. And if a species became extinct, you can't necessarily blame humans for that because it might have been in their It might have been their destiny to become extinct. Okay, you know, well, humans may become extinct one day. We hope it doesn't happen, and we're trying to fight for that. And yes, we are kind of messing with nature, you know, when we do that. But, you know, there is a natural course of things. And certain species out there do not exist anymore. And if you go to a museum, they will talk about how this species lived before man and died. So, you know, blaming us for species becoming extinct isn't all that fair. Now, is Earth facing a mass extinction? They say there's a mass extinction of all species. They say mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, arthropods, fish, crustaceans, corals, plants. And they say one in five species, maybe they meant one in five, are going extinct every year. They say insect populations have decreased by more than 75% in Germany over the past 28 years, which is alarming because 80% of wild plants rely on bees and other insects for pollution. 60% of bird species rely on insects for food. Okay, but if we as humans want to not become extinct, we need to fight the insects. Okay, what did Zika do to us? Zika made a bunch of babies, right? Almost a whole generation. Now, not in terms of numbers, but it affected a generation of babies such that they couldn't be neurologically developed. That's a problem. Thousands of babies got affected by that. And that was from the mosquito. So as far as I'm concerned, if a mosquito wants to go extinct, fine by me. There'll be another bug that'll come out stronger. That's just what happens. They say primates are under extraordinary threat, with close to 60% of the world's 504 primate species under threat of extinction, and 80% in severe population decline. Now, wait. What are we doing to the primates? I didn't think we were poaching or killing them anymore or hunting them. I don't run into the... I get it. As we build forests, or as we build cities and we go into the forest and we expand, we are shrinking their land. All right, I get that. All right, and trust me, I like trees, I like forests. I think it's very, very cool that the government has national parks. Do we have enough of them? Probably not. I think we could use a few more. There's some real pretty land. But you know what? The people that live, if you ever go to Alaska, or if you ever go to Utah, or if you ever go to, you know, I don't know, I live in Vegas. We have a Mount Charleston. The people around those trees, the ones that live there, really respect their trees. They don't cut the trees. I mean, they'll get their firewood from a store. They're not going to cut down the trees by their house. Most people that live in nature like having nature. They like having the trees. They like having, I mean, maybe they'll keep mosquitoes away. Maybe they'll have one of those lights, you know, where the bug flies to the light and then dies, you know, just so the bugs don't come into the house. But, you know, they still allow nature to do what it does. They don't mess with the streams. They don't, you know, maybe they'll fish every now and then. But the average fish man eats, we don't really eat a lot of fish. We're not really big fish eaters. So I doubt we're doing that much to the fish population. They said big cats, leopards, tigers, and cheetahs are in critical decline. Well, I can tell you right now, Shakeyboo, he's the one that does pee-pee house. And I got to tell you, he's about to become extinct the next time he goes pee-pee house. I am so sick of that cat. He will just pee on my bed. The bed, we make the bed. He goes on the bed and he pees on the bed. I mean, that cat needs to go extinct. And that cat needs to not have progeny because he's just all evil. But I love him, and so, you know. Lizard populations, they're vulnerable. Well, yeah, my cats. But, I mean, that's just what animals do. They be 1-877-DOG-DELLY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.